Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today, Apple had a surprise announcement for iPad users this morning. After years of waiting and years of speculation, Apple has officially announced that Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro are coming to the iPad. Final Cut Pro is Apple's professional video editing software that has been exclusive to the Mac before now, and the same is true for Logic Pro, which is Apple's professional audio editing software for the Mac. Apple says that both Final Cut and Logic for iPad have been designed with a touch-first interface that turns the iPad into an ultimate mobile studio. For years, Apple has only provided iPad versions of iMovie and GarageBand, but those tools were no match for pro-level Mac counterparts. So instead, Apple has leaned on third-party app developers to provide those specific needs that users expect from video and audio editing software. But by bringing Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro to the iPad, Apple clearly thinks that whatever it has to offer will satisfy at least some iPad users on the market in a way that other third-party apps cannot. The apps will feature all new touch interfaces that take advantage of multi-touch capabilities exclusive on the iPad. Final Cut introduces what Apple describes as a powerful set of tools for video creators to record, edit, finish, and share their content all from one portable device. Logic Pro, meanwhile, quote, puts the power of professional music creation in the hands of the creator, no matter where they are, with a complete collection of sophisticated tools for songwriting, beat making, recording, editing, and mixing, end quote. In terms of availability, Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro will launch on the App Store on May 23rd. Each of these apps will separately cost $4.99 per month or $50 per year, and Apple is offering a one-month free trial of each of these apps. And in terms of hardware compatibility, Logic Pro on the iPad requires any iPad with an A12 Bionic chip or later, while Final Cut Pro requires an iPad with an M1 chip or later. Again, both of these apps will launch on May 23rd. In other news today, Apple also has announced its 2023 Pride Band for Apple Watch. The new Pride Edition Sport Band features a speckled rainbow-colored design on a white background, and it'll be available to buy from Apple starting on May 24th. Alongside the Apple Watch Band itself, Apple has also debuted an Apple Watch Pride Celebration Face and an iPhone wallpaper that will be available next week, with a matching visual design. Apple says the new faces, wallpaper, and sport band are, quote, inspired by the strength and beauty of the LGBTQ+ community. They feature the original Pride flag rainbow colors, as well as black and brown to represent Black and Latin communities. Additionally, Apple says the light blue, pink, and white colors represent transgender and non-binary individuals. The new sport band costs $49 and goes on sale on May 24th, while the new Pride Celebration Face and iPhone wallpaper will be available next week as part of iOS 16.5 and watchOS 9.5. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Collide patches one of the major holes in Zero Trust architecture, which is device compliance. The company has some big news, which is that if you're an Okta user, they can get your entire fleet to 100% compliance. If a device isn't compliant, the user can't log in to your cloud applications until they've fixed the problem, again, patching one of the major holes in Zero Trust architecture. Collide is the only device trust solution that enforces compliance as part of authentication, and it's built to work seamlessly with Okta. The moment Collide's agent detects a problem, it alerts the users and gives them instructions on how to fix it. If the user fails to resolve the problem within a set amount of time, they're blocked from accessing your systems. Collide's method means fewer support tickets, less frustration, and most importantly, 100% fleet compliance. Visit collide.com/9to5MacDaily to learn more or to book a demo. That's KOLIDE.com/9to5MacDaily. My thanks to Collide for their continued support of 9to5Mac Daily. Running out today, next year's iPhone 16 Pro will apparently have the largest iPhone screens ever, according to Ross Young, a display supply chain analyst with a solid track record. According to Young, the iPhone 16 and iPhone 16 Plus will have 6.1-inch and 6.7-inch displays, unchanged from the current iPhone 14 and the expected iPhone 15. For the iPhone 16 Pro and iPhone 16 Pro Max, Young says the displays will be somewhere in the ballpark of 6.4 inches and 6.9 inches, respectively. So this would further differentiate the Pro models from the base model iPhones, and again, make for the largest screen iPhones we've seen yet. Apple will likely do a combination of two things in order to make these screens bigger, including further reducing the size of the bezels around the display, and of course making the actual physical size of the devices bigger. Ross Young clearly has solid sources within the supply chain of Apple's displays, so this is certainly a report that we want to keep an eye on. But of course we need to remember that we're still over a year from the iPhone 16 Pro, and as we've seen before, Apple can change its plans depending on supply chain availability, testing, production, and other factors. Also important to keep in mind is that the iPhone 16 Pro and Pro Max are rumored to get under-display Face ID for the first time, something that could really help Apple reduce the size of the bezels and increase the available screen real estate for users. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Mastodon or on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow with a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.